You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard. It is a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. We got a good show coming up for you today. Kevin Payne will join us, the man from rotowire.com, to answer your fantasy football questions. Get those ready to go at any time before he joins us at about 3:30, 3:35 today. You can text those to us at any moment during the program at 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Again, 319-366-1600. Got the phone line up and working today as usual. That is also 319-366-1600. Lots to get to. We'll get to an Eagles Hideaways scoreboard update for you. A Bowling Night in America preview. And it's a biggie. Let's just say that. It's a biggie tonight. The world is waiting with bated breath. But lots to get to here today. We start things off, though. First of all, Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch in the southwest side. How are you, Mark?
Hey, I'm good. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone.
Isaac, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Sorry, I am texting various people right now.
You're doing your job?
Yes, yeah.
You do it very well. You can double dip.
Yes. I'm so apologies if I am a little distracted right now.
It's okay.
Also, I'm distracted by the new gear I have set up back here.
Yeah,
I was messing around with.
You got new toys back there, don't you?
Yeah. So
Kevin's been busy today.
Yeah. Hopefully, the last thing that really need is the light back here to see when my mic's on. That's always so concerning. Every time I have to sneeze, I like turn away and like push my stool really
and if
far
I see
back.
You, I will turn your mic off.
I appreciate that.
I don't always see you. You give me a raised hand
or
something.
Well, usually I'm far away enough, and I'm like all the way in the corner back there.
Right. When you can feel it, you sense it coming down the line. You do very well.
Thank you.
319-366-1600 is the phone number if you would like to text in and conversate with us today. I will ask a question, and if you are driving, please do not participate because we want your hands at 10 and 2, two hands on the wheel, especially if you're going through the speedway known as the S-Curves in downtown Cedar Rapids. Other than that, hands raised if you knew who Matthew Sluka was when you woke up this morning. Even the most ardent college football fan, Mark, might not know who the University of Nevada, Las Vegas quarterback was. I say was because he is no longer the quarterback of the 3-0 contender, anyway, for the Group of Five representative to the college football playoff. But I think everybody that follows college athletics and especially college football, they know who he is right now, Mark.
Well, I'm not driving, and my hand is raised. I had no idea who Matthew was or who the UNLV quarterback was until this morning. I received a text from a friend of ours, and boom, he's all Matthew Sluka is all over Twitter feeds, CBS Sports, ESPN, whatnot. And you'll kindly give us the reason why, Scott.
Well, Matthew came out with a statement on X, and it must have been last evening toward midnight Iowa time, but 10 o'clock Pacific time, which is the time zone for Nevada, Las Vegas, and the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, saying that as of the moment, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he is no longer going to be the quarterback or a member of the UNLV football team. Why, you ask? Well, he claims that he was promised X amount of money, on X, by the way. See what I did right there? Was not fulfilled as far as the promises that were made to him when he came to Nevada, Las Vegas. He was the quarterback in Holy Cross last year. And since he was not given what he thought he signed up for, that he was no longer going to be the quarterback at UNLV. And then instead of playing the fourth game, Mark, which would have cost him a year of eligibility, he is going to leave UNLV, or at least not participate on the UNLV football team right now, and will sit out the remainder of the season and will transfer with both palms out and up to any Power Four conference school that will go after him. I'm paraphrasing, of course, at this point. So when you thought there was not another stipulation and tentacle as far as the NIL is concerned, oh, you are very wrong. It took, what? It took less than 48 hours to come up with a brand new one.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about NIL yesterday, and this story has popped up, and I don't know what Sluka's market value is going to be. Should he indeed leave UNLV, and it certainly looks like he's going to redshirt and pursue other opportunities, but he had value coming out of Holy Cross. Sluka's contention is that the offensive coordinator at UNLV promised him $100,000 to play at UNLV. And, of course, that's impermissible. It is the collective, the NIL collective, that pays such athletes for, can't pay for play, you know, Scott, that's not part of it. But it's the NIL, and the NIL made no promise or contractual obligation to Sluka, even though it has given him $3,000 and was making arrangements for other $3,000 payments. But that wasn't good enough for Sluka or his dad. He feels promises have been unkept, and he says, see you later. And I'm sorry, Scott. If you promises get broken all the time, and unless you have a contractual obligation, I don't think Sluka has a leg to stand on.
And apparently he did not sign a contract with the NIL, did not sign a contract with anyone who could have paid him the $100,000. That according to many sources out there. Now you've got, of course, the NIL shooting back as far as at least the company that owns the UNLV NIL has said that these statements, that they have done everything that they were contractually obligated to do for this young man. Yes, UNLV is 3-0. Let's keep that in mind, number one. It's not like this quarterback is redefining the forward pass. 21 completions in three games and a completion rate of 44%. However, he is a very good runner. And that is where he has made his mark so far. He came out of Holy Cross as the number... I love this, that we are rating now the transfer portal players. The transfer portal quarterbacks, he was in number 32 for whatever that is worth. He's gotten UNLV off to a tremendous start, and that's kind of where we set. It's a he said, they said, we said type of situation right now. I think we're in that stage of the timeline anyway for this particular incident. 319-366-1600 is the text line if you would like to weigh in on yet another part of the NIL saga. I also found out today, Mark, that this is not an isolated incident. This is the fourth player to do this, including a Notre Dame player, the number 3 cornerback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish is also doing the same thing, not for the same reasons, but instead of using up playing four games, and if you recall in college football, if you play four games, that constitutes a season. These freshmen can come in, they can play three games. It doesn't go against their redshirt year. There are three other somewhat significant, but I think Notre Dame is the most significant school where a player is doing this exact same thing. And like I said, for different reasons, it's not a monetary situation. It's more of a playing time situation as far as the others are concerned. But this is definitely a monetary situation.
Yeah, Blueprint Sports is the organization that runs the UNLV Collective and runs other collectives around the country. And Blueprint Sports says there was never a formal NIL offer made during Sluka's recruiting process, and it didn't finalize or agree to an NIL offer while he was part of the team, aside from a completed community engagement event over the summer. That's taken from a story on CBS Sports, and perhaps that community engagement was worth the $3,000 that Sluka has been paid. But as it stands now, Sluka has a three-game audition for other schools. He's got three games of tape for schools to review. And I'm not surprised in the least. He's not the only one that has been alleged to have, you know, not schemed, but again, an unkept promise by a head coach or what have you, and or an offensive coordinator, assistant coach, whatever it may be.
A lot of people weighing in on the text line. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. 2757 asking if they find the money to pay him, could he change his mind? I suppose anything is possible in this day and age of NIL and all this going on, Mark, but good luck trying to win back your teammates in the locker room after you did this.
Why would the NIL want to in the first place?
I would agree. Yeah, 1345, watching the ESPN coverage and listening to the ESPN coverage throughout the day today, likes how they put it, said, what if a player suddenly wants a bonus slash raise just before a national championship or a huge game, doesn't get it, and thus suddenly sits out? Yeah. Is that the next thing that's going to come down the line? I am not going to say never is never in anything now as far as, quote, college, unquote, athletics is concerned. Crappy, selfish teammate, good riddance, says Matt in Fairfax. Greg in Epworth says he didn't have a case, which is why he took his ball and went home. And 8027, thank you for the notation here. Apparently a running back at UNLV has also just entered the portal for NIL needs not being met. Now, I don't know who that is, if they have a contract with the NIL, or exactly what is going on with that situation. There is a stipend that goes out to UNLV athletes. We have learned that. And the quarterback was getting that. Plus, as you mentioned, Mark, $3,000 a month that they were looking at upping. So, no, it's not $100,000. But if the assistant coach and the offensive coordinator was the one that promised him that, well, that's a whole different kettle of fish right there.
It's not the first time anybody's lost money in Vegas, huh?
But I'm bummed. Isaac, did we get that?
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, it is confirmed. I'm seeing On3 and Adam Rittenberg both. It's about 20, 30 minutes ago, that coming out.
For the running back?
For the running back, yeah.
Okay.
So it was a former NC State running back, Michael Allen.
Okay. 25-37. Just have the collectives hit the tables. Maybe they will win. I don't know. The comments, as usual, Mark, are all over the place on this. About 50-50 right down the aisle here as far as this athlete is a victim now. And then other people saying that this is just absolute nonsense and that college athletics, just another left turn into Albuquerque on this one. That college athletics over the last nearly 4 years now has just absolutely lost their way, with the NCAA blindly leading the way and not coming up with any sort of legislation. And we've talked about that to death here on talk shows all around the country, Mark, about not dealing with the NIL and not dealing with the transfer portal right away.
Shouldn't we have anticipated messes like this? I mean, as I pointed out yesterday and previously, without regulations, things are going to run amok. And this is one more example. And again, many state high school associations have in place NIL. It's okay to have a collective in the high school ranks. You just wait and see when a player wants to go from team A to team B, and team B says, we'll make these arrangements for you, and find out that said player really isn't as good as they thought he was and reneges on said promise. I may be far-fetched. I don't know.
319-366-1600-9489 saying, if you went to work and didn't get paid, I would hope you would be out. Yes. Now, it's kind of apples and oranges to that a little bit. I mean, we've got contracts.
Yeah. It's not comparable.
No, as far as we know, there is no contract between a collective for UNLV and the quarterback. That's as of the reporting going on right now, unless something has changed in the last 10 minutes or so. Everything I have read, Isaac, is that there was no contract. Maybe there should be contracts now. Everyone should have a contract.
Yeah, there probably should be. With the amount of money that's being talked about, too, there probably should be firm contracts for a lot of this stuff.
There may have been a contract for this, an appearance that Sluka made, but it wasn't equal to the $100,000 that the offensive coordinator of the football team said he would get if he'd transfer to UNLV. I mean, the coach is saying one thing, apparently, and the NIL has made an arrangement apart from that. Maybe knowing, maybe not knowing what the head or the offensive coordinator promised the kid. It's convoluted in my mind, but Matt in Fairfax weighing in again 5 years ago, he wouldn't have gotten zero. Thank you, Matt. Be grateful for the $3,000 a month. Biting the hand that feeds you typically doesn't work very well.
True.
I'm just on the side of whoever is telling the truth. Whoever is telling the truth deserves the best outcome, because it feels like everyone has a different story, and I don't even know which side to be on, because everyone's just conflicting with each other, really. It's hard for me to say, like, this person's right when the other side's saying the exact opposite and saying they're the villain. So I'm on the side of whoever is not lying.
Who's losing in this situation?
Everyone. It's annoying that a team who's having their best season in like 40 years, this is now the story about that team instead of celebrating their really good start.
Could be a representative in the college football playoff. Not saying they're going to, but the Mountain West champion has a pretty good shot, along with the AAC and the Sun Belt, of getting into the 12-team dance. Well, your quarterback's gone, and now your running back is gone. The rest of the teammates at UNLV are the main ones suffering in this situation, and I feel bad for them. Is it greed on a part of one player? I guess it's how you look at it. If you were promised something, then sure, but I think we all learned a valuable lesson. You better get this thing in writing if you are going to make a move like the one that this quarterback has made from Holy Cross to UNLV.
It's just good business, isn't it?
I would think so.
And I'm not a great businessman, but I think I'm smart enough to know that you better get things in writing, or as 2291 said on the text line, or it never happened.
Yeah, get it in writing or it never happened.
Again, I think the NCAA is at fault there, because the UNLV is saying, well, we can't really do a lot of contract stuff with that because then it violates NCAA pay-for-play rules. But everyone knows that this is exactly what's going on already, is that there's an agreement, hey, we can pay you this much if you come to our school, but it's all verbal. So ultimately, this type of stuff was just bound to happen. It was just begging to happen because there's a lot of it is just verbal agreements between schools and head coaches, sort of winks and nods.
You and I and Scott, everybody knows that that's a facade that the NCAA is hiding behind, the pay for play. What other reason would Sluka go from Holy Cross to UNLV? Because UNLV thought he could play. Period.
Brennan Marion is the offensive coordinator. Apparently is the one that said that we will get you $100,000 if you're coming in to run the go-go offense, is what they call it in Las Vegas. And like you said, Isaac, it wasn't that long ago. Iowa State went out to Vegas and played UNLV at Allegiant Stadium. And for a week, we were just laughing at the UNLV football program because it deserved to be laughed at. Our former colleague, the late great, and the name escapes me right now, our friend from Las Vegas, Mark.
Dave Koken,
rest his soul, would make fun of the UNLV football program. That's how bad it was for many, many years. And now there's a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. And now not only are your quarterback and your running back gone, but also keep in mind that in the middle of all this realignment talk, there's pending litigation against UNLV and the rest of the Mountain West from the Pac-12. So how's your Wednesday going, everybody? 319-366-1600. It's a mess. And again, I will say it, the horse is out of the barn in this one. I don't think it can ever be reined in by the NCAA unless it's like some Kennesaw Mountain Landis move, Mark, back in the day as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. But that's going to be thrown out in court so quickly that it'll make your head spin. It's the way of the world now.
It makes me feel better that my vehicle is in the shop right now, and they've called me twice that they found other things and might need to repair. Yeah. This whole thing makes me feel better about my vehicle situation.
It does. Well,
not that anybody else cares about it, but you know what I mean.
And you ask, what in the heck is next? What is next? And ticket prices are going to continue to go up. The folks that are on the side of the quarterback here, that we should just continue this and continuous and the money go up and the money go up and the money go up. I'm curious to know what is going to be the barrier between you as a ticket holder. When is enough enough? When is tickets extravagantly going up in price? And having to put a contribution to the NIL, a contribution to the school, et cetera, when is enough going to be enough? That's what I want to know. As long as 80,000 people go to stadiums on Saturday, Mark, this is not going to change.
I think people need to think about this long and hard. I'm not against the NIL if it is used in the proper way. And I don't have all the ins and outs about it, but you mean to tell me that an LSU gymnast, Livy Dunn, is worth $4 million? Because that's what she's making on her NIL valuation. Probably not totally from being a gymnast. And LSU doesn't make a dime off gymnastics, but she's going to get $4 million to bring attention to LSU gymnastics? Think about that. I mean, Shador Sanders making $5.1 million in NIL valuations? For what? Colorado was there before he got there, and it's going to be there long after.
And they aren't that good.
319-366-1600.
I'm with you. I am for name, image, and likeness. I believe that the athlete should get something. It's just gone completely off the rails. This is not a couple of pizzas a week and things like that.
Isn't anybody offended that these athletes are making more than you out there are making in a year or a couple years or a lifetime?
And that we have no legislation.
I don't know what y'all make out there, but.
And that we have no legislation. That's what just irks me. There is nothing. It is the wild, wild west. And we sit and wait for the next thing to come down the line. We're going to get to the next thing to come down the line for us is Kevin Payne of rotowire.com. So get those fantasy football questions ready to go. And Kevin will get those answered at 319-366-1600. So get those ready to go. Again, 319-366-1600. Need to get to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. Huge range of burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. All their food made fresh daily, plus salads, pizza, pasta, and soup. Terrific sandwiches as well. Open at 4 o'clock, emilshideaway.com.
Speaking of being gypped out of money, Scott, in Major League Baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates released first baseman Rowdy Tellez, 4 plate appearances shy of a $200,000 bonus kicking in. Management said it had nothing to do with that bonus, that they wanted to give younger players an opportunity. One afternoon baseball game, and it's of consequence for sure. Seattle continues to surge. It is leading Houston 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And kind of a cool ending last night in L.A., San Diego ended its game against the Dodgers on a triple play with Shohei Ohtani on deck. Iowa women's basketball season has been sold out, general admission seats, that is. Student tickets go on sale this week. But for the second straight year, Iowa women's basketball season tickets are a sellout. And finally, the President's Cup begins tomorrow in Montreal, the United States against the international team. The United States has won 9 straight.
And are heavily favored again at Royal Montreal coming up tomorrow, starting tomorrow late morning and going through the afternoon. We'll take a break, come back. Kevin Payne will join us. Get your questions ready to go at 319-366-1600 for rotowire.com's Kevin Payne. We'll talk and answer your questions when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today and a nice fall day with low humidity and temperatures in the mid-70s. As we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies and drop down to a low around 50. Tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies and temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. We'll keep temperatures similar on Friday with a few more clouds around. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend as well, with temperatures around 80 degrees, and little to no precipitation is expected. That's your latest Iowa News Now Weather First forecast.
Are you an outside salesperson stuck in a job taking you nowhere? Do you know you could be doing better if given the right opportunity? Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager for 1600 ESPN. We're looking for the right person to join our sales team. If you're a President's Club caliber salesperson with a track record of success, our fun, fast-paced, creative environment might be a perfect fit for you. Use your talents where there's no cap on your income or limits on your success. Isn't it time you started getting paid what you're worth?
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar, and I must admit, when I walked into my Quickstar this morning, my mouth started watering because of all the signs for the bake sale that is going on. And starting right now, take a trip down memory lane and get those cookies just like Grandma used to make. They've got cookies, a dozen now for just $4.99. Also, a four-pack of your favorite cookies is only $1.99. Delicious muffins, $1.19. Get some for yourself. Take them to work. Share them. Hog them. Whatever you do, the bake sale going on right now. Also, some great deals at your neighborhood Quickstar, including Kitchen Cravings Boneless Pork Loin Chops, the 5-ounce variety, 99 cents limit 5, and the Quickery White Bread, 1-pound loaf, 99 cents limit 2. All that and more available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Hey, football fans, with BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Whoa, it's you, the Capital One Bank guy.
That's what they call me.
Mind if I get a selfie?
Yeah, sure thing.
Say no fees or minimums on your Capital One checking account.
Wow, that's a keeper. So, where are you heading?
I'm off to spread the good news that Capital One helps people keep more money in their wallet with no overdraft fees.
Oh, you're the best Capital One Bank guy.
Hey, mind if I get a selfie?
Sure.
Say, Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Back with you at 3:36 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be Rob Gray joining us from Cyclone Fanatic and the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And we will talk Iowa State football. Cyclones in action on Saturday night down in Houston, Texas, as they take on the University of Houston Cougars. Be a great basketball game. I'm not sure how good a football game it's going to be, but you never know. That'll be one of the games we'll pick on the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up on Friday. But right now, it is a Wednesday, and courtesy of IMOD Communications, Kevin Payne is kind enough to join us from rotowire.com. We'll let you know how you can take advantage of what they have at rotowire.com coming up here in just a little bit. Kevin, I welcome Jamar Chase back to the fantasy football world.
He's back in the circle of trust, as so we speak here in fantasy football. Yes.
Yes, he is.
So yes, definitely back in the circle of trust. And do we have an Andy Dalton revenge game this week going against his Bengals? Who would have thought this? But here we are. It's week four. You never know what's going to happen in the NFL week to week.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, the Red Rifle looked great the other day. Who knew? Yep. He was going to lead the Carolina Panthers. It's interesting, the tight end position, and we kind of talked about that the last couple weeks. So far, anyway, has had a very down year, but the brute-type running backs are all of a sudden back in vogue in fantasy sports.
They are. Just going ahead and taking a look as far as tight ends go, man, I mean, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, Kittle's hurt. It just goes down the line that they've had a really rough type of a season. And, right now, I think on our site we have Trey McBride is listed as the number one tight end. Like, and I don't have an argument against it, just given what we've seen so far. But, yeah, we go back to running backs, and I think I've talked a little bit about this on the show before, that when we went to PPR leagues, it was to go ahead and try to get wide receivers and pass catching backs a little bit more relevance rather than the guy that's going to get you 20 to 25 carries running in between the tackles all game, which is kind of how fantasy football started out at that point in time. Those were the guys that you were taking a look at. But if you want to take a look at them, I mean, Saquon Barkley's been a monster. Bijan Robinson, I mean, these are a lot of the guys that we thought were going to be good obviously, we had the injury to Christian McCaffrey. We know that that was just a disappointment. And he really couldn't kind of go ahead and say that. I think I did write it in a few different places that I was worried about the workload from last year and that he might be a candidate for going ahead and getting hurt. Joe Mixon got hurt. But you look at a lot of these guys, I mean, Alvin Kamara, all of a sudden he's back to fantasy relevance. So definitely a lot of guys who are these like stud running backs are definitely going ahead and helping out fantasy owners.
Is Jaden Daniels a riser or was Monday night an outlier?
Gosh, that's a good question. I think he's a riser. And just when you take a look at some of the other quarterbacks in the league, and I'm talking about guys like Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, you're not going to get the rushing ability that you're going to get from Jaden Daniels. Anthony Richardson can do it. Josh Allen can do it. That's going to make those guys all the more valuable. So anytime I see a quarterback who has the upside of going ahead and getting you some extra fantasy points as far as rushing ability, I think they're on the rise. So I will say Jaden Daniels is definitely on the rise as far as I'm concerned. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, you're going to have bumps in the road for all these rookie quarterbacks. We're not always going to get consistency out of them, but we're going to get that one outstanding game like we saw the other night from Daniels.
All right, let's get to the questions for Kevin at 319-366-1600. 7385 with a long one to start things off here. In a standard PPR, who should they start in for their running back two spot? Carson Steele, Chuba Hubbard, Zach Charbonnet, or Bucky Irving?
Yeah, so first of all, the one thing I would take a look at, and these are coming more and more prevalent as you know, gambling is becoming illegal. Take a look at the over-unders as we get to them later in the week. Now, all that being said, my instinct is, and I did think that P. Ryan might be the guy in Kansas City, but it looks like it's going to be Steele. So Kansas City, healthy 7.5-point favorite on the road against the Los Angeles Rams. Not been great against the run, so I would lean towards Steele. But there's a case for Chuba Hubbard as well. If you can go ahead and throw him in your flex spot, go ahead and do that. But I'm going to say out of those guys, I would go with Steele. But again, take a look later in the week and see if we go ahead and get some good idea as far as the prop bets, as far as what we can expect, as far as number one, anytime touchdown odds, and number two, over-under for rushing yards.
It's a two-part question. The second part of that is the flex. Oh. With those running backs that you did not choose, plus Jameson Williams, DeAndre Hopkins, Ridley, and Mike Williams.
I would probably go, that's a good one. Mike Williams, he's set for a big breakout game at some point. He's home. He's got the Denver Broncos, who I don't see winning 2 weeks in a row. DeAndre Hopkins is always going to be a threat. I would take a chance and just go with upside and go probably with Mike Williams because I think that big game is coming at some point. Again, Jets, 7.5-point favorites at home. Just watch the weather in that one, too, because we're starting to get to the time of the year where it might be wet, and then you got to kind of downgrade the passing game, but that's how I would go with that one.
63-28 also has a two-parter, albeit a shorter one. In a PPR league, Dobbins or Hubbard?
I would probably go with Hubbard. I mean, he looks like he's established himself as the lead back, so I would go with him.
Second part, Mike Evans, Lazard, or Jameson Williams? Need one.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We're still going back to Jameson Williams, which is it's tough to get away from him. But I would say I would go with Lazard. I mean, there's still that Green Bay connection between Aaron Rodgers and him. They just seem to click, and we saw this happen with Davante Adams. I mean, he was basically the goal line back for a number of years back with the Packers, so I would still think Lazard has kind of got that role now that he has that familiarity and that rapport with Aaron Rodgers, so I would go with Lazard.
All right, next question, 5427, asking a defensive question, Texans, Titans, or Vikings for a defense?
Texans, Titans or Vikings? I think I'm going to go with the Titans. They're not a favorite on the road Monday night, but they are going against Miami. And I think as long as you go ahead and stop the running game with Miami, you're going to shut them down. The injury to Tua is just devastating. I actually feel bad, and I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. So an AFC guy, man, I do feel bad for Tua. I do think he might try to come back this year, which will be interesting, but I'm going to say go with the Tennessee Titans. Miami could not get anything done last week in Seattle, so I would go with them if we're going to go out and go with the streaming option for defenses.
9703, Kevin, would like to know ETN or James Conner?
James Conner, I mean, as long as James Conner, and I have a little worry as far as him getting hurt, but right now I think you got to go with James Conner. This game has an over-under of 50.5. Arizona's at home. They're favored. I really like James Conner, so as long as he's going to be on the field, I think you got to go ahead and start him each and every week just based on the fact that he's going to go ahead and get you those rushing touchdowns. He's not going to go ahead and tear off, you know, a 30, 40-yard run, but anytime inside the 5-yard line, they're going to give him a football, and the guy's going to get it into the end zone. We've seen him do it in the past. So as long as James Conner's healthy and on the field, I think you have to go with him.
What in the heck is wrong with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I don't know. Well, other than they had to play my Buffalo Bills this
week.
But
yes, and they are looking great, by the way.
Yeah, they are. I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna just be quiet about them and take what I can get. But like they've surpassed every expectation. Now they have a tough 3-game stretch: Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets the next 3 games. So that's not going to be easy. But that being said, the Jacksonville Jaguars, man, I really thought they'd be much better. I actually did make them my best bet against the spread this week, so I probably jinxed them. But I think going into Houston, I think they're going to right the ship. They have to at some point, I would think. There's just too much talent with this team. And I've been obviously disappointed with them, but I think that this is a game they can go ahead and get things right at Houston. It's not easy either. I mean, the schedule's not playing out fairly for them to have to go to Buffalo and now go to Houston. But I think this is a week that they go ahead and get things right. They got a 1 o'clock game. So I would look for Jacksonville to get back on track this week. And I still think they have a lot of talent. Trevor Lawrence is good. They've got a talented set of young wide receivers. I think they'll get back on track this week. But hopefully I'm not jinxing them. But you guys can feel more than free to call me out on this if we're talking next week at this time. And Houston crushes them the way the Bills did, which I have to obligated. I'm obligated to say that. So
1250, Kevin, has a quarterback question. Anthony Richardson or Justin Fields, and how worried should I be about Richardson?
Gosh, I don't think you should. Now, I'm going to go with Justin Fields. I mean, they're playing each other, which is interesting, and they're both, as I talked earlier, you like to have that upside with the rushing ability that both of these players have. But, you know, Indianapolis, the receivers are getting healthy. Josh Downs is coming back. We've seen Alec Pierce the first 2 weeks have good games. So I do like both these quarterbacks just given their upside ability. And we finally saw Justin Fields go ahead and get into the end zone as far as rushing goes. So I think any week, either one of these guys, just based upon the fact that they can go ahead and add, as I said earlier, some added bonus points for fantasy with their legs are good. But I might lean a little bit towards Justin Fields. There are a slight favorite on the road at Indianapolis, so I think I might go with Fields. But I think both these quarterbacks are going to have good fantasy games.
Yeah. Questions for Kevin Payne. A few more minutes remaining here with our talk. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we go to 6275 asking, in a standard league, need two of the following four wide receivers: Addison if he plays, Wadley, Diggs, or Ridley.
I'm going to go with the last two, Diggs and Ridley, just based upon the fact that the Miami quarterback position is a little bit of a mess now as far as Wadley goes. Addison, I really want to have a show-me game because I don't think that you normally see this with these guys come back from injuries. They're not going to be on the field for a full complement of snaps offensively. So I would go with the last two wide receivers. So sit Wadley, sit Jordan Addison. Again, can't wait for Jordan Addison to come back, but I just need a show-me game, and then you feel fully confident, go ahead and putting him into your lineup.
2408 has the tight end question. Komet or Andrews?
Yeah, Komet's been pretty solid, but I still think you have to go Andrews. I mean, you're looking at a guy that was a fifth, sixth-round pick somewhere in that vicinity. The Bills have not been great. They're missing a couple starters on defense. I wish Matt, I can't even think if Matt Milano was, has been playing all along, but he's got the biceps injury that he would help out. But I would go with Andrews. There's a reason you took him in the fifth or sixth round. I think it's way too early to go ahead and push the panic button as far as a guy that you would take that high. So I would go with Mark Andrews, but it's definitely a legitimate question just given about the production we've seen from both those players so far.
Seems like Komet is the favorite receiver early on anyway for Caleb Williams.
He might be, and it's not surprising because you get that rookie quarterback, and we know what tight ends are going to run. They're going to run those short, safe routes that it's going to be easy to go ahead, and it's just a quick, you know, out. You can give it to him. It's kind of the safety blanket for these rookie quarterbacks, so that's not completely surprising. And Komet's been solid, despite some shoddy quarterback play in the past. I mean, Justin Fields, he's doing good right now for the Steelers, but at times he's thrown interceptions. There's a reason that the Bears let him go and went with Caleb Williams. But Komet, yeah, he's. It's not surprising that these rookie quarterbacks go ahead and use that safety blanket as their tight end that we've seen so far with Cole Komet.
50-37, another Cole Komet question. Cole Komet or Bowers?
I think you still go with Bowers. Talking about rookie, and then if you've got Bowers in any type of keeper dynasty league, man, you've got to feel really good. I mean, this is like getting George Kittle from Iowa when he was a rookie. It's the same thing with Bowers. I mean, he's just basically a big guy who's basically a wide receiver. So I would go with Bowers each and every week. And a lot of these questions where I'm trying to figure out, okay, which guy to go with, you've got a tough decision. Maybe go ahead and peddle one of these guys out on the trade market and see what you can get for them. Try to upgrade at running back, at wide receiver, maybe even at quarterback. But go ahead and see. If you've got a tough question, like a lot of these are, go ahead and see what you can get in trade value for some of these guys. But I would go with Bowers between the two of them.
Kevin, what do you make of the McCaffrey situation? I know he's gone or is going to Germany to get his injury looked at. Are you playing the long game here, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about trading and what you could possibly get. I mean, it doesn't hurt to reach out to his owner and say, hey, what are you selling McCaffrey at this point? I mean, if it's 50 cents on the dollar, 30 cents, 40 cents, maybe it's worth it to go out there and get him. Jordan Mason, I mean, he's a guy that I've talked about in the past, and like, he's doing great. I know he didn't get into the end zone last week, but great matchup this week at home, nice favorite. It doesn't hurt to go out and see what the McCaffrey owner will want to go ahead and get for him as far as trade goes. That being said, this does not look very good. I mean, he's got a lot of mileage on him. He's not the biggest guy in the world, so I do have a little bit of caution with him. But I mean, you can't fault yourself if you went ahead and took him with the overall number one pick just based upon what he did last year. I mean, he was basically scoring every single game, just a huge fantasy monster. I feel bad for the guy, but I'm very not too optimistic about how he's going to go ahead and produce this season.
Final one here. Are you concerned about Tyreek Hill given Miami's quarterback issues?
Yeah, I am. And he was like one of those big guys we talked earlier, Jamar Chase back into the circle of trust, Justin Jefferson, he's getting it done. He's always gotten it done. It doesn't even matter what quarterback's throwing to him, but Sam Darnold has been a pleasant surprise. But yeah, Tyreek Hill, I'm a little bit concerned with him. I mean, he's going to be open. It's just a matter of that they can go ahead and find somebody that can throw the ball 40, 50 yards down the field when he's running 10 yards open. So little bit worried about him, but I don't see right now, like, there's not going to be the opportunity to go ahead and trade him or trade for him, I don't think, just given the fact that he has so much value and somebody spent a top five pick on him. So it's going to be tough to get him in the trade, and I wouldn't trade him. I think you just got to kind of go ahead and stand pat. But yes, definitely concerned based on the fact that I don't think he's going to return the top five value where you went ahead and picked him.
And I did lie before we talk about RotoWire.com. Wright, McLaughlin, or Al Geyer in a flex?
Probably McLaughlin. Not loving it, but if I'm forced to make a choice, that's probably the way I would go.
All right. Let us know all how you can find out more information at the website.
Yeah, RotoWire.com/trial. Sign up for your free 10-day trial. every week I've got different picks for games that came out today, and then every Tuesday afternoon it will come up the waiver wire. If you have any specific questions, I answer every individual question. So if I miss somebody as far as waiver wire goes, because I know some team people are in 10-team leagues. I know some people, I used to be in a 24-team league, believe it or not. So that gets a little bit deeper there, but always willing to go ahead and answer questions. So try to go ahead. Waiver wire is a huge way to go ahead and win your fantasy league. So rotowire.com/trial to sign up for your free 10-day trial.
All right, Kevin, thanks. Best of luck. We'll talk next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
You bet. We'll take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America preview when we come back.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest and Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Oh, and it's a biggie tonight. Time for a Bowling Night in America preview, Mark. Brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest. In Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America, it is the rivalry that makes all other rivalries look small in the world of sports. Tonight at 6:15.
A page that I know of that describes this rivalry, but trust me, folks, it is big in the bowling world. The Rusty Nails against the Pin Pals for the Schmedium May City Bowl jacket.
Doesn't get better than that. It just doesn't. The jacket is in the car. It is ready to be transported. It will be, it's much like Floyd of Rosedale. Put it up between the two lanes, hang it up there, and if we come out on top, we're going to retain it. If they win, they take it home with them. So we'll let you know how it comes out tomorrow, as well as Rob Gray joining us coming up tomorrow. Iowa State on the road as they take on the Houston Cougars to open up Big 12 play, and we'll talk about that and all things Cyclone with Rob Gray coming up tomorrow. So, Mark, have a great night, and we will talk tomorrow.
You got it. Everybody keep it between the gutters. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We will try. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do